from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Pirkei Avot, the source of genius. This week we're doing chapter 5. There in Mishnah number Vav, or 6, it mentions 10 things that took place on the twilight zone of the first Shabbos. In other words, just like God created various things on the 6 days of creation, so too at the twilight zone, in that weird, strange period right before Shabbos, that's part of Shabbos, not part of Shabbos, various items were created so that no one could ever say, Yesh chadash tachat hashamash, that there's something new under the sun. Because ain't chadash tachat hashamash. As it says in Ecclesiastes in Kohelet, Shlomo said, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything was created from before. You see, if something comes up and you say, oh, this is something new, that means that, God forbid, it's not part of the creation. It's not part of God's will from the beginning. If God created something called nature, then God wanted things to be that way. So how could there be a splitting of the sea? It doesn't make sense. It's a violation of God's nature, which is something that God set up. So the rabbis have this idea that there's this extra loophole. There's this idea that right before the Shabbat, right before creation, something bordering on Shabbat, bordering on creation, that God created the potential for all the miracles that would ever be. And regarding this, I'd like to share the thoughts of Rabbi Avraham Savang, known as the Tzror HaMor, in his book, the Tzror HaChaim, which recently came out as a new edition on the Pirkei Avot from manuscripts of his, which were lost in manuscripts for hundreds of years. So he says as follows. The Mishnah says that there are 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, Bein HaShmashot, in the twilight zone. And what were they? The Pi Haaretz, the opening of the mouth, the mouth of the earth, the opening of the earth, which swallowed Korach, was not a miracle. It's something that was preordained from beginning of creation. Pi Ha'Be'er, the mouth of the well that accompanied the Jews in the desert, no matter where they went. Pi Ha'Ton, the mouth of the donkey of Bilam that opened and suddenly spoke. How could that be? It wasn't meant to be. Yes, it was. Bein HaShmashot, the twilight zone of creation. Akeshet, the great rainbow that came sort of miraculously, all of a sudden appeared. The manna from heaven, the matzah, the staff of Moses, the shamir, this special creature that would carve the names of Israel and the tribes into the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol without having to use metal, which is, after all, tainted and impure and connected with death. And the ktav, the writing on the ktav of miktav, the writing that was on the holy two tablets, the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, the two tablets of stone, and the Luchot themselves, the miracle of the tablets themselves. They were too heavy, they were light, they could carry them, and some rabbis add other pieces as well. Now, so these are the 10 things that were created on the eve of creation. Comes the Tzor HaMor and says, you know what? There are other elements, there are other miracles throughout history, and they are also subsumed. Every miracle, any great thing, any act of genius throughout history, it's all subsumed under these categories. Number one, if there's any sort of pi ha'aretz, there's any sort of earthquake, shifting of the land, any kind of earthquake, it's all connected to the original creation at Bein HaShmashot. Any there, the Pi Ha'Be'er, the notion of the opening of the wells that were everywhere, anytime the water moved around, whether it was a splitting of the sea, whether it's a splitting of the Jordan by Joshua or by Elisha, or whether Pinchas ben Yair, a great Talmudist, the waters that move back and forth for Rabbi Eliezer in his debate with Rabbi Yoshua, anything to do with water, it was a preordained well from the beginning of creation. The Pi Ha'Aton, the notion that Bilam's donkey spoke, led to other special donkeys. The donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, who wouldn't eat anything that was not kosher, the hay had not been tithed, he wouldn't eat of it. The special donkey, or Yaakov, is a midrash that Yaakov rode on a certain donkey when he came to meet Leah, and then Leah came with him, and from that came Yisachar, and from that will eventually be the donkey, which the Messiah will ride on that donkey. And this donkey is a special donkey. Going back to the beginning of creation, it was preordained that there would be a special donkey. The keshet, the rainbow, is a notion of that any special fire is the fire that came down that Elijah said should come down and eat the sacrifices. The fire that destroyed Nadav and Avihu, and even the fire at Mount Sinai, it all comes from that same source, from this potentiality before, at the time of creation, at the twilight zone of creation, from the rainbow. And the man came with wind. And anything to do with wind, whether it was Elijah going up to heaven with the wind, whether it was other Talmudic stories about wind, or whether it was the slav, the quail, it all comes from the man and the wind thereof. But then some interesting additional ideas about genius today coming from these episodes. The Shamir, we said, that was able to carve out stones for Solomon, so they wouldn't have to use metal. And he says, so too, anyone who's a great artist and is able to weave something, to carve something, and you say, well, how did he do it? That's unbelievable. The answer is, it comes from this power of the Shamir. It's part of the potentiality of genius put into creation. It's not some genius that somehow new invention. It comes from the beginning. Or the genius of creating books. The Tzohar Mor lived around 1500 and the printing press was coming out. He was probably amazed how people could do that, to reproduce books en masse. This all comes from the potentiality of the Shamir, of this miraculous writing that could be done. What would he say today when you could Google everything, when you could have a chip that had the entire Bible or all the knowledge of Western civilization on one chip? What would he say about that? Surely that also is from the original Shamir. And the Mikhtav, the special writing that was miraculous, you could see it from both sides of the tablets of law, of the Shnei Luchot HaBrit. What does that allude to? It alludes to the genius of any writing, any sort of writing that you have, the writing of the prophets, the writing of people who were able to put together books and commentaries on the Torah, the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim, the Talmud. They must have some sort of hand of God on them. It's they have this genius that they have. It all comes from, it was preordained from the beginning of creation that there would be such a potentiality and there would be such an ability. Finally, there are other opinions that there are other things like the Tzfat, the very first tongues that were able to hold metal. How does the first person make metal if he doesn't have a tongue? And maybe it came from the heavens. And so too, people today who are able to work on metal and things like that, it all comes from there. He also mentions one additional idea. He says the Mishnah has a possibility that the burial place of Moses, the burial place of Moses was special from the beginning of creation. Well, so he says all the mountainous hiding places throughout history where Jews hid, it also comes from this potentiality. David, when he was able to run away from Saul in the mountains, same thing. Any of the great righteous people who he says were protected by a mountain, it all comes back from this potentiality. So sometimes in life we see things that are unusual, we see things that are unbelievable, we see human talents that are just boggle the mind. How is it possible? When did God create this? Didn't God create a world which there are normal human beings? Where does this special genius come from? This flashes of genius that we occasionally see in various civilizations, from the Mayans to the Egyptians to the Greeks to the Romans to the Jewish people to the such great scholars that we had over the centuries. Where did this genius come from? And the answer is, it was all built into creation. In the twilight zone of creation, God said, you know what? Aside from the usual things, the mountains, the plants, the trees, the animals and human beings, there would be these additional flashes of genius. It all comes from some admixture of the weekday and the Shabbos. And somewhere in that mix, from the very beginnings of creation, we have to this day great genius which continues to unfold in front of our eyes in modern times, and God willing, will continue to unfold throughout the generations. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Elometz congregation for our discussion of the Pirkei Avot. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha, the various holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.